Outlook, the EyeSight Cornwall Newsletter, Spring-Summer 2022. EyeSight Cornwall, inspiring futures for people living with sight loss. Approximate recording time, 30 minutes. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section. 1. Welcome to the Spring-Summer 2022 edition of Outlook. I'm delighted that Colonel Edward Bolitho has officially begun his role as patron and is continuing his family's association with the charity, which dates back to 1856. We're hoping that members will get the chance to meet Colonel Bolitho at our AGM, which is taking place in person again this year. I can't wait to welcome everyone back on Friday the 7th of October, so please save the date. I'm also excited to announce that we'll be launching our annual Volunteer Recognition Awards at the AGM. We're inviting members to nominate volunteers who make a real difference to you. Details of the awards are in Section 3C. This is not the only new initiative that we're launching this year. A volunteer-led Walking Buddies service has recently been introduced and is already proving to be a huge success. In addition to this, we have exciting plans for a new book club and hope to introduce other activities later in the year. Finally, I'm pleased to welcome two new trustees to our board. Kerry Eldridge is the Executive Director of People and Governance at Cornwall Care, the largest charity-based adult social care provider in Cornwall. Marcus Slater is the Managing Director of Reynolds & Slater Opticians, with practices in Falmouth and Penzance. He is also a specialist optometrist for glaucoma at RCHT. With Mel Colton-Dyer retiring from the board, Ian McCormick has stepped up to become chair, and Claire Green is now vice chair. Carol Theobald, Chief Executive. 2. Staff News. We're sad to announce that Ruth Broad and Rodney Keat are both stepping down from their roles in May. Ruth is retiring after 14 years as benefits advisor for the charity. During that time, she's helped thousands of clients to receive the benefits they were entitled to, amounting to over £6 million in total. Rod joined the charity in 2008 and has been giving expert advice on assistive technology for 14 years. When Rod joined the charity, he was only the second person to take on the role of assistive technology advisor, so he has played a huge part in shaping the service we have today. We would like to thank Ruth and Rod for their years of incredible service, and wish them all the best in their new ventures. We will, of course, be recruiting new members of staff to continue providing these services, and will announce the new appointments in due course. The charity is committed to providing excellence in all of our services and will continue to offer advice and guidance in these areas. But please bear with us in the interim period as we will be limited in the number of appointments we can offer. Happily, we've recently been joined by two new members of staff, Anna McGonagall and Hayley Stewart. Anna has joined the Low Vision team as Site Services Assistant and is responsible for arranging appointments and helping with low vision queries. Hayley has been appointed to the new role of Customer Services Manager and will have responsibility for customer experience and overseeing the Site Centre shop. Hayley has many years' experience with sensory loss as a rehabilitation officer at Cornwall County Council and in New Zealand, where she was a regional service manager at the Blind Foundation in Auckland. 3. Latest News. 3A, Clay Workshops. Local artist Bridget Ashton recently ran two clay workshops for EyeSight Cornwall members as part of her Artificialia exhibition. For her exhibition, Bridget created a series of replica minerals and plinths using clay. During the workshop, the participants were able to handle the exhibits and then create their own unique pieces using the pinch pot method. Quote, "I really enjoyed the workshop. Moulding and handling the clay was very therapeutic, and I'm looking forward to seeing the final pieces when they have been fired. End quote. Margaret. 3B. AGM. In October, our AGM will be held in person for the first time since 2019. We're looking forward to seeing you again after a 2-year break, and we'll be bringing back all the usual entertainment for the afternoon. We've set the date for Friday the 7th of October in St. Erm Community Centre. Members will receive their invitation and further information nearer the time. 3C. Volunteer Awards. Volunteers are an integral part of the charity. Without them, our clubs wouldn't exist, there would be no volunteer transport scheme, and we wouldn't offer any befriending services. To recognise the outstanding contribution that volunteers make, we're introducing new volunteer awards, and we want members to get involved. Tell us who you think goes above and beyond for the charity. To nominate a volunteer, simply let us know who they are and why you are nominating them. We will be announcing the winners at this year's AGM. 3D Digital Research Project. EyeSight Cornwall has been invited to take part in an exciting project which aims to use technology to help people stay active as they get older. GOALD, Generating Older Active Lives Digitally, is being led by a team of researchers at Plymouth University. The project aims to bridge the digital divide by bringing together younger and older people in small groups to hear their experiences, opinions, and challenges. Using this data, the GOALD team are hoping to be able to create assistive technology that can help keep us active even when we are no longer mobile, such as virtual gatherings and online games. Some of our clients will be taking part in the study to share their experiences of using technology with sight loss, helping to ensure that any new ideas or inventions are as inclusive as possible. 3E. RCHT Accessibility Advisory Board. As you may know, the Royal Cornwall Hospital, Trillisk, is currently undergoing a major extension to house a new oncology unit and MRI suite. In order to make sure the new building is accessible for all users, the hospital is consulting with a group of leading disability organisations that represent the needs of people with different access requirements across Cornwall. We've been invited to represent people with sight loss and help improve the patient experience. 3F, Hospital Information Desks. With COVID-19 cases still high in Cornwall, most of our hospital information desks remain closed for the time being, with the exception of Falmouth. Falmouth Hospital have added a new eye clinic on Tuesdays, and our volunteer Sue is there most Tuesday afternoons to let people know all the different ways we can help them. Unfortunately, Helston Hospital no longer hold a weekly eye clinic, which means that our hospital desk there has permanently closed. Thank you to our volunteers Ginny and Kevin, who ran the hospital desk for several years prior to the pandemic, and helped many people to access the support they needed. 3G. Glaucoma UK Digital Support Groups. Glaucoma UK runs free digital glaucoma support groups every fortnight. They cover topics ranging from the basics of glaucoma to living well with the condition and the latest research. The sessions are run via Zoom. Visit www.glaucoma.uk/events to book your space. The talks are also available to view live and afterwards on their Facebook page, www.facebook.com/glaucomauk. Alternatively, you can join by telephone. For more information, contact 01233 648170 or email helpline@glaucoma.uk. 3H, thanks to our supporters. B&Q Foundation, Carlion Bay Golf Club, Carnbrea Court Residence, Cornwall Council Community Outbreak Management Fund, Cudra WI, Fiock Methodist Church, Gunnis Lake and District U3A, McFarland's Charitable Trust, Milo Church, and Newquay Golf Club. 3i, London Marathon 2022. We're delighted to be represented in this year's London Marathon by Hobie Allen, who is hoping to raise £2,000 for the charity. Hobie said, quote, I am fundraising for Eyesight Cornwall because as well as helping out many people with various eyesight conditions in Cornwall, they have also provided me with a lot of help over the years, from early on in primary school through to the current day. End quote. After running the marathon 4 years ago and swearing he'd never do it again, the goal of trying to get his time under 5 hours finally got the better of Hobie, and he's hoping to beat his previous time with the help of his guide runner. You can help Hobie achieve his target by donating online at https://tcslondonmarathon.mfuse.com/pf/Hobie, that's H-O-B-Y, hyphen Allen, that's A-L-L-E-N. Or get yourself tickets to his fundraising gig on Saturday the 17th of September at the Godolphin Club in Helston, headlined by the excellent Queen tribute band, the Good Old Fashioned Loverboys. Tickets are available from www.cabinfeveraudio.co.uk. 4. Clubs and Activities. Here's a roundup from all our clubs, as well as information on some new activities we're planning to introduce. Clubs and activities are only possible thanks to a wonderful team of volunteers, so, as always, we'd like to thank them for their dedication and support. 4A, BLIS Singers. The Singers are back after their winter break, and are always happy to welcome new members. They meet fortnightly on Tuesday evenings in Mount Hawke Church Hall. 4B, Bugle Blues Bowling Club. At the end of last year, Club Secretary Henry Tabb stood down from the role after more than 15 years of volunteering at the club. He's handed the reins over to Francis Thorne, who will work alongside the other volunteers to run the club, which meets every Thursday morning at Goonbarrow Bowling Club. 4C, Bug Shooting Club. Bug Shooting Club reopened in February and meets every Wednesday in St. Austell Rifle Club. They have recently welcomed 2 new volunteers, as well as new members who have already established themselves as proficient shooters. All of the members are taking part in either regional or national competitions this year, and are keen to test their new state-of-the-art equipment which has just arrived. The club received 2 new sights for the rifles, one of which was funded by Eyesight Cornwall through a Cornwall Council grant, the other from kind donations from people close to the club. 4D, Dance Club, Parr. This dance club meets in Parr Methodist Church on a Monday afternoon between 2 and 4 p.m. The meetings take place every couple of months, and everyone is welcome. Please get in touch with Eyesight Cornwall if you would like to find out when the next meeting will take place. 4E, Dance Club, Townsend. After starting up again last September, the club have welcomed several new members. They meet fortnightly in Townsend Village Hall on Thursday afternoons. New members are always welcome, and the club is currently looking for volunteer drivers in the Falmouth area. 4F, Guitar Club. The club, which has been running for over 20 years, meets once a fortnight on Monday afternoons in Ponsonooth Village Hall. New members are always welcome. 4G, Kayak Club. We are hoping to offer more kayaking sessions this summer, and will be in touch with anyone who took part last year as soon as we have been given the details from Access Lizard Adventure. Anyone who is interested can contact Eyesight Cornwall for more information. 4H, Launceston Lunch Club. Members of the club were sad to say goodbye to Angela Holman, who retired last year after more than 20 years of volunteering with the club. For 15 of those years, Angela was the club organiser, and she worked tirelessly to make sure that the members could meet up every fortnight to enjoy a two-course meal and the company of their friends. A team of volunteers have now taken over the running of the club. The volunteers have arranged a coffee morning to raise funds for the club on Tuesday the 21st of June from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Launceston Central Methodist Church. There is a £1.50 entry charge, which includes your drink and biscuits. Everyone is welcome. 4i, Ludgman Bowls Club. We're still waiting for news on the venue, which is under new management. As soon as we can secure the weekly Wednesday afternoon slot at Ludgman Community Centre, we will be in touch with all the current members of the club and all those waiting to join. 4j, Newquay Book Club. We're planning to start a monthly book club in Newquay Library, and would love to hear from anyone in the area who is interested in joining. Audiobooks would be available and provided by the RNIB Talking Books Service. Please contact us for more information. 4K, Rickshaw Rides Penzance. The Cornwall Rural Community Charity have introduced a new rickshaw ride service for people who might otherwise find it hard to access the outdoors. Volunteer cyclists carry passengers in their rickshaws along the Penzance Promenade and across the cycle path to Marazion. The rides start and finish at Ride On E-Bikes opposite Penzance Harbour, and all passengers must be able to make their own way there. The rickshaws are very comfortable, and the footrest lowers to the floor for easy access. The rides, which are free for local people, have to be booked in advance and are weather dependent. To find out more, email penzance@cyclingwithoutage.org.uk or call 01736 888 777. 4L, Saltash Baps. The club continues to grow and has welcomed 5 new members this year. As well as their regular social activities and raffles, the group have been keeping active at their fortnightly gatherings with a pancake tossing race on Shrove Tuesday and a fitness class led by club member Daisy. The club meets every other Tuesday afternoon at Ashtore Rock. 4M, Walking Buddies. For those of you who would like to take part in a little bit of gentle exercise, we've introduced a Walking Buddies scheme, where a volunteer will meet you at your house and take you for a walk in your local area. It's perfect for anyone who doesn't feel confident to go out on their own, or who would welcome some company during the week. If you're interested in finding out about more of any of these clubs or activities, call 01872 261110, or email info@iSiteCornwall, that's the letter I, sitecornwall.org.uk. 5. Cost of living. Heat the human, not the home. With energy costs soaring, many people are struggling to heat their homes. Money-saving expert Martin Lewis has researched some of the more cost-effective ways of keeping warm for people who need to drastically reduce their energy usage. One of the key themes is to heat the human, not the home. It can be more cost-effective to keep yourself warm with a hot water bottle or electric blanket, rather than leaving the heating on. The money-saving expert team researched the best methods for keeping our bodies warm, and found that items that could be charged via a USB charger, such as hand warmers, USB gloves, and electric gilets, were the cheapest, with an average cost of just 4p per week, after the initial outlay for the item. Microwavable wheat bags cost less than 50p per week to use, and filling a hot water bottle twice a day would cost less than 80p per week. Even items that use mains electricity to heat up were surprisingly cost-effective, with an electric blanket used for 7 hours a day costing less than £1.40 per week. Other electric items suggested include throws, foot warmers, and heat pads. Other tips for keeping warm include layering clothes, wearing thermal or ski socks indoors, getting up to move around at least once an hour, and eating regularly, including at least one hot meal a day. Support with bills. Some households will be eligible for up to £350 from the government this year to help with energy bills. Energy bill rebate. In October this year, all households will automatically receive a £200 rebate loan on their energy bill regardless of the tariff you're on. This is then effectively paid back over 5 years through a £40 levy added to your bill each year, starting in April 2023. Council tax rebate. In April this year, although it could be as late as September, houses in council tax bands A to D will get a £150 rebate. You don't need to apply for this rebate, as Cornwall Council will automatically recognise if you're eligible. But how you pay your council tax may affect how quickly you receive the rebate. If you pay your council tax using a direct debit, your local authority will transfer the payment into your bank account. If you do not pay your council tax by direct debit, you will be sent a letter from Cornwall Council with details of how to claim. Or you can update your details via the Cornwall Council website, www.cornwall.gov.uk. Second homes, houses in multiple occupation and empty properties will not be eligible for the payment. If your property isn't in bands A to D, you may still be eligible for support, if, for example, you live in a low-income household. However, you'll need to speak to Cornwall Council to check if you're eligible for the separate support. Scam warning. The Local Government Association, LGA, has warned that scammers are cold-calling people asking for their bank details in order to receive the council tax rebate. It emphasised that councils would never request bank details over the phone and urged people not to give out personal information. It also warned against clicking on links in text messages or emails unless you know they're authentic. If in doubt, contact the organisation they claim to be from using a number you know to be genuine. If you think you've been targeted by a scam, contact your bank immediately and report it to Action Fraud on 0300 123 2040. Fraudulent text messages can be reported by forwarding them to 7726, a free reporting service provided by phone operators.
Support with energy bills update. Since Outlook was written, the government has announced new measures to help people with increasing energy costs. Rather than providing households with a £200 rebate on their energy bill to be paid back in instalments over 5 years, each household will now get a grant of £400, which does not have to be repaid. The discount will be made automatically by your energy supplier. Over the course of 6 months from October, direct debit and credit customers will have the money credited to their account. Customers with prepayment meters will have the money applied to their meter or paid via a voucher. Additional support for people on benefits. For households who receive universal credit, tax credits, pension credit, and other means-tested benefits, an additional £650 payment will be made directly into bank accounts. It comes in two instalments, with the first in July and the second in the autumn. People who receive disability living allowance, personal independence payment, or attendance allowance will receive an additional £150 in September. Pensioner cost of living payment. Households that receive the winter fuel payment, which is paid to nearly all homes with at least one person of pension age, will receive an additional £300. The pensioner cost of living payment will come as a top-up to the annual winter fuel payments in November or December. For most pensioner households, this will be paid directly by direct debit.
6. Accessibility. Spotlight on Eschenbach Smart Lux Digital. What is it? The new Smart Lux Digital is a powerful handheld video magnifier that is great for using around the home, in the office, or on the go. It has an HD camera and 5-inch screen with up to 15 times magnification. The ergonomically designed handle means it has a better grip, and it can also be attached to a lanyard to be worn around the neck. Best used for reading books and magazines, filling in forms, doing crossword puzzles. Key feature, the Smart Lux Digital can be connected to your TV or monitor using an HDMI cable, allowing it to be used as a desktop video magnifier. Other features. A new design provides better grip and clearly visible buttons. Reflection-free, true-color 5-inch display. Up to 15 times magnification. Continuous or stepped magnification with two responsive buttons for reduction and enlargement. Integrated stand for three different uses. Fully retracted for handheld use. Fully extended for placing on reading material, and partially extended for writing mode. Take pictures and store to extended internal device memory. USB connection for transferring photos to a computer. USB-C power charging function. Weight 240 grams. And average operating time with battery 3 hours. Accessible television. The RNIB are running a campaign to make on-demand TV more accessible to blind and visually impaired audiences by including audio descriptions for programmes. Although the Digital Economy Act 2017 paved the way for accessibility requirements such as subtitles, sign language, and audio description to be available on catch-up TV, less than a fifth of video on-demand service providers licensed by Ofcom currently offer audio description. Without audio descriptions, people who are blind or visually impaired must rely on sound or limited vision alone. But the sound of a gate swinging open, for example, doesn't give the viewer the whole story. An audio description can fill in the missing information by revealing that a young man has walked into the garden carrying a watering can. A petition has been launched by the RNIB, calling on the government to make audio description a legal requirement for all video on-demand services. You can add your name to the petition by going to the RNIB website, www.rnib.org.uk/campaigning. 7. Useful telephone numbers. The Sight Centre, 01872-261-110. Cornish Talking Newspaper, 01872-273-806. Pengarth Talking Newspaper, 01736-364-307. Silverline, 0800-470-8090. TAP Hospital Transport, 01872-223388. RNIB Talking Books, 0303-123-9999. Or if you have an Amazon smart speaker, say, Alexa, call RNIB Helpline. And Action Fraud, 0300-123-2040. 8. Eyesight Cornwall. We are the first centre of resource for all in Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly who are affected by sight loss whatever their age, circumstance or condition. We care passionately about helping anyone living with a visual impairment, and have done ever since our foundation in 1856, when the charity supported Cornish miners. Telephone 01872-261-110. www.iSightCornwall, that's the letter I, sightcornwall.org.uk. iSight Cornwall, the Sight Centre, Newham Road, Truro, Cornwall, TR1 2DP. Registered charity number 1108761. Outlook is also available as audio CD, audio USB stick, or large print 22-point plain text. This document has been transcribed into audio by A2R Transcription Services. Any feedback or queries about the text in the document should be addressed to the author. However, we welcome feedback about the audio quality and style, and would love to hear your comments. Please feel free to contact us on telephone 01179 44044. Email info@a2i, that's letter A, number 2, letter I, .co.uk. Website www.a2i.co.uk. We look forward to hearing from you. When giving feedback, please quote reference number 35280.